You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
From Barrie to Port Perry, Toronto to Buffalo. Take a joyride with Zoomer Radio AM 740 and the boys in Dave's Corner Garage. Coming to you from the main bay at Queen and River. Got a car question for Dave Redinger or Alan Gelman? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free in Ontario at 1-866-740-4740.
So good.
Yeehaw! Why not? Dave, we're full of energy. The sun is out. It's a gorgeous day.
I'm watching somebody break it into my car, and I'm stuck in here. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Dave Redinger with Alan Gelman.
I'm here, ready, willing, and able to take your automotive questions. You got a question? You can give us a call at 416-360-0740, or it's a freebie if you're out of town, 1-866-740-4740. You got a problem with your vehicle? This is the show for you.
By the way, if you want to go to the beer store, there's no lineup today at the beer store. It's absolutely dead out there. So, anyways, we're going to have a great show today. We've got our perennial OPP officer with us. We've got Dave Woodford, and we're going to talk about child safety seats. So for your grandkids, we've got that to talk about. We're going to talk with folks around here. Bob Redinger, or relatively speaking, my brother Bob.
That's pretty relative.
Or as my kids would say, Unc Bob's your uncle.
Exactly.
Bob and his friend Jerome, I guess pronounce this properly, Jerome Flanagan. How are you today, Jerome?
Very good.
Thank top you, of the morning to you.
You got to speak up because it's not television. Yeah.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about a new service called Renew It. Now, Renew It is set up by the dealers, and we're going to talk about this service in case you have an accident. There's a service out there that's going to help you so you're not all alone.
I thought it was an aging cream that my grandma was using. Renew
yes,
it.
I saw that too. That came up.
I saw that on late night TV.
If
gets rid of wrinkles.
We're still working on the formula.
Alrighty. And Dan Woods is going to call us Chop Cut Rebuild. You know, Danny used to work here as the night guy at the station here, so we're going to talk to Dan Woods. And then we're going to Mike Lynette from Simpatico. So we got a really full table of, what do we got?
What's it going experts.
To be? Yeah, I walked experts. Myself into that. Alrighty, let's talk to Dave Woodford this morning. Davey, how are you?
Good, Dave. How are you? Hi, Al.
Hey, Dave. How's it going? Now, I understand that there's some new rules and regulations about child seats.
They haven't come in into Ontario or Canada. I believe these were out of the States, lot of them. And I sat on a lot of the groups when we come up with the new legislations that we saw a few years ago with child car seats.
You mean they had a seat that was big enough for you?
And that's my concern. It's funny you said that because, you know, they're talking about making rear-facing seats up to 2 years of age.
Okay.
And one of the concerns I have is the height of these kids at 2 years, you know, their legs. And if they're rear-facing, and what could happen, their legs are dangling over the car seats now as it is. When they're 2 years old, when they're forward-facing. So where do their legs go if they're facing, rear-facing? And, you know, does that create a problem as well? So I think it's something really has to be looked at. I know the government will before anything comes into legislation here in Ontario because that's what we do.
We usually follow their lead, though. But, you know, whatever happens down there, they usually bring it up here.
Not necessarily, though. We have really, I think, more... we look at things differently as far as, you know, the safety factors go. I do a lot of crashes out in the highway, and very rarely do you see a lot of injuries involving kids. A lot of the problems we see is the car seats are not installed properly is the big thing that we have now.
Dave, just a question, though. You know, I had a customer in this week, and she was talking about, believe it or not, a best before date on a car seat. Apparently, I mean, not that the seat itself actually gets too old, but, you know, rules and regulations, as you say, change so often that, you know, maybe to take a hand-me-down from a relative that could be 10 or 15 years old may not be a safe thing to do.
No, and we recommend, you know, some of them are 8 to 10 years in there. Each manufacturer has their own. And that's one thing when we install, we make sure that they're not over the limit or we won't install it or even recommend that it gets installed. So we have to look at that because of the plastic that's involved. Sometimes that plastic deteriorates. Another thing, if the vehicle has ever been involved in a collision where a car seat's been in there, we don't recommend that they reuse that car seat.
Dave, are you having some kind of a, like you used to have a thing where people would bring their cars and you'd set your seats up?
Yeah, we do it pretty well every Friday, I know, at the Aurora Detachment. If they call the OPP detachments, they do them. You can check at any OPP detachment in the province to see when their clinics are. We are actually having a seatbelt clinic at Sherway Gardens on April 13th at 6 o'clock in the morning till about 10, and anybody is welcome there. And this is a joint force seatbelt initiative that we're doing, so we'll be doing child car seats as well. So at Sherway Gardens on Wednesday, April the 13th.
All right, thank you very much, Dave Woodford. We do appreciate you calling in.
I'm trying to figure out who's going to be there at 6 in the morning.
All right, Dave, be careful out on the roads there. Thanks for calling in.
They line up.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. We get hundreds of people that come in and just waiting.
We got to run. We got to run.
The television stations there and everything. So it's going to be a really big thing. It's 35 years since seatbelts came into effect.
Wow. All right, make sure you're buckled up. Thanks, Dave, for calling in.
Okay, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage with Dave and Dave and Dave and Bob and Al. That would be me.
And Jermo.
All right, we
got never get this around my head.
Got a car care question? Give us a call right now. 416-360-0740. This is Dave's Corner Garage on a new AM 740.
It's all right.
This is for my brother, Bob.
I love it. I love it.
You up early because I'm gonna take a ride with you.
We can't interrupt.
We're going down to the Honda shop. I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Put on a ragged sweatshirt. I'll take you anywhere you want me to.
All right, everybody now.
Woo! First gear, it's all right. Second gear, a lean right. Third gear, hang on tight.
Motorcycle,
just a groovy little motorbike.
There's a little Honda 90. It was like the step through or something.
Exactly. It was like a Vespa, like the old scooter.
Yeah, yeah. Best motorcycle ever made, according to Top Gear. Anyways, stress-free collision support when you really need it. I mean, that's the logo. Renew it. That's a new service coming out. Jerome, what is it?
It's a service brought to the public through the new car dealers of the TADA.
Which is the Toronto Dealers Association.
Yeah. Yep. And so nobody ever plans to get into an accident. And so when they do have that collision, it's a very stressful situation. And so what we've done is we've worked with various suppliers to put together a program where they can call one number. They'll dispatch a tow truck anywhere in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And get you picked up and taken back to your new car dealer.
So in other words, if I have an accident, there's a number on my iPhone or something, an app.
Yeah, we've come up with an application. It's a mobile website.
Right, or a phone number.
Yeah.
I call you guys up.
Yep.
And you take it from there.
Absolutely. So then we will dispatch a truck, and on that application for your smartphone, you can also connect with your dealer. So we've added a lot of other things because not everyone gets into an accident, quite frankly. And so we've made it where they can connect with their dealer. They can contact their dealer through the phone, or they can email them. So if they need to set up a service appointment, have a question, want to go back in for a test drive, a new model, whatever. So it's a communication tool to the dealer as well.
Okay. So in other words, the question I really have here is, I had an accident. I'm upset. I'm stressed.
Yes.
The wife's screaming at me because it's this, that, and the other.
Right.
Am I going to think about calling you or listening to that tow truck driver that's screaming in my ear that I got it?
That's a very good question, Dave. And so part of it is, again, I come back to no one ever
plans an accident.
Absolutely. They don't plan that, and so they don't prepare for it. And so our job as an industry, we've not done a very good job in educating the people and telling them, should you have that? I'm sure if you had some firemen in here, they'd tell you the same thing about people in their homes when a fire happens. Mm-hmm. So same thing applies when you have a car accident or a collision. Accidents, the insurance industry will tell you there's no such thing as an accident. It's a collision. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, Dave Woodward always says that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. See, he would tell you. That's how they relate to it. But so what it is, it's just educating them, letting them know. And so what we've done is we've set up this towing network. So if your children are up in Collingwood skiing and they have an accident and you're down here, and who do they call? A lot of your listeners, their children or grandchildren, and they'll call their parents and say, I've had an accident. What do I do? Well, what do you want me to do? You're up in Collingwood. I'm down here or at the house. So call this number. They'll dispatch the tow truck and they'll get you picked up and taken back to the dealer down here as an example.
Is there a charge for this?
There's no charge to the consumer. It's all we charge the dealers. The dealers pay a monthly fee, mm-hmm. and then they offer that as a service to their customers.
Now, of course, and it's a great service. I mean, I've seen the application myself, and everybody's got iPhones, at least not iPhones necessarily, but smartphones.
Yeah.
And about 70% of the public actually has them. And there are a lot of information in there. You can find out traffic. What are these things you can get for that?
Yeah, so what we've done is we've also added in traffic cameras mm-hmm. so you can for your route, and we have traffic flow indicators so you can pre-program. Mm-hmm. For your specific route, and we have TTC, GO information, we have gas prices in there, and then another benefit is taxi. So anywhere in the GTA, from Oakville, Burlington, to Newmarket, to Oshawa,
wow.
you can call a taxi dispatch.
Now you were talking about something that I saw on the site was something about insurance, that you have in a connection with the insurance that of the vehicle that you're going to be handling, working with, right?
Well, what we would do is we would work with the we would work with the insurance industry, yeah. the insurance companies.
Yeah.
Once the car's back to the dealer, then they would work on repairing the vehicle and working with the insurance company to get that handled.
So we have Debbie on the phone, and she has an opinion about insurance. Debbie, how are you? Hello, Debbie.
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, great. You
love your show. You guys are crazy, but I love them.
Yeah, I know. So as my wife says, too. You're crazy.
Hey,
but
where were you guys 2 weeks ago when I got into a car accident?
Oh, tell us about it.
Oh, I was just going home from work. We were only going 30 kilometers an hour, and some guy rear-ended me.
Yes, okay.
He was reading his registration car manual.
Get out of here.
Can you believe it?
Well, you know what? I talked to some truckers, because I know, and they tell me that people are on the computer, they're doing their makeup, they're eating, they're...
Oh, I know. I know. Sometimes I put my makeup on, too, but maybe I shouldn't say that.
I do mine, but it's usually before I get on camera. But anyways...
Anyways, yes.
So you have plenty of insurance. What did you...
I had about 3-4 tow trucks, you know, all of a sudden around me just telling me that they're going to arrange a rental car and everything for me. And I said, just wait, you know, I'm waiting for the police to see what they say.
Yeah.
Anyways, I spent 2 weeks, excuse me, trying to get replacement value for my car because the car was written off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I have a 2004 Chrysler Intrepid.
Right.
Only 78,000 kilometers on it.
Okay.
The insurance company gave me $6,554.
Well, let me find out. Bob, is that good?
That's not bad. Depends on the mileage of the vehicle.
Yeah,
that's not
78,000 kilometers.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's fair.
So they gave her the value of the car plus the taxes, right?
Yes, that includes taxes.
Okay, super.
Originally, they were going to give me $5,900, and I asked for a bit more.
I'm glad you got it.
Taxes and everything, they gave me $6,500.
I'm glad you brought that up, Debbie. A lot of people don't realize that it's just an offer that they're making to you, and in fact, you don't have to necessarily settle.
Yeah.
The other side of the coin, you know, had you thought your car was worth $10,000, you wouldn't have got that either. But
no, I know.
But I'm glad you settled with it. You have another question, though?
Pardon?
Do you have anything else? Another comment?
No, I just wanted your opinion on that price.
Okay, well, we all think it was a good one. Did you buy a new car yet?
Well, I'm going to be doing that today. I'm just looking for a 4-cylinder small car. It's just for me.
Well, buying a used car or a new car?
Any suggestions on a good car?
You know what? I got an expert in the office here. So.
Well, tell you what, I've got a 97 Honda outside with about 250Ks. It's still running. I've always liked Honda, Toyota, things like that.
Yeah, I had a Toyota too, and it's still going after 13 years.
There you go. Just try to avoid getting hit from the rear, because it's never a good thing, eh?
I'll keep both hands on the wheels.
You know what?
Do
your shopping. Do you have a mechanic that you deal with?
Yes, we do. The car is right there still. It hasn't been picked up by the insurance company yet, but we do have a mechanic.
Right. So whatever you're going to buy, all right, I gather
provided
you're going to buy...
it's a used car.
Yeah, you're going to buy used or new? You're buying used or new?
I think I'm going to buy used.
Okay. So whatever you're going to buy, take it over to your mechanic. Insist that he looks at it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Make sure that the guy's had a look underneath it. Make sure it's not involved in an accident, that it's been maintained. And ask for a Carfax or a car proof.
A car proof?
Yeah. Actually, in Canada, we use car proof, right?
Yeah, I would recommend Canada. Car proof, because they have more direct information and better sources currently than some of the other companies out there. So if you ask
for
a car...
Where do I get that from?
You can get it off the internet, right?
Yep. Yes. CarProof has a website. I believe it's carproof.com. Or you can go to TADA's website, TADA.ca, and they have a link to CarProof, and you can get the report there. You can buy it right online.
Is that like a history of the car?
Yes.
Yep.
You have a choice.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, exactly, Richard.
Yeah. You'll need to get the VIN number on the vehicle in order to put that in.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, if you're buying it privately, the other thing is you're going to need what's called a UVIP package, which is a used car vehicle information package. Costs $20.
Mm-hmm.
In there will be a bill of sale, and your tax obligations will be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're buying a car for, say, $10,000, and they say, you know what, you know, as far as we're concerned, it's worth $12,000, you can't argue it. You can't get the car appraised. So call us back and let us know how you're doing.
I am going to go to a dealership, though.
Going to a dealership has a lot of advantages in the fact that you are backed up.
You have some recourse. Yes. If something goes wrong, if your deal goes awry, Debbie, then let's say, you find out after the fact that the car has been in a major collision. If you buy it privately, there's nothing you can do.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, but if you do buy it from a dealer, yes, you're going to pay a premium. There's no question. Mm-hmm. It's only going to, but it's going to be well worth it. I mean, maybe you're going to pay $500
too.
More, but at least you can rest assured that.
Backup.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect. All righty.
Perfect.
Okay.
Been a great call.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye, love. Take
Thanks,
care.
Thanks, Deb.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dave, I just want to go back to the Renewit situation here. Yeah. You know, in a lot of cases, you know, people, you know, you have an accident on the side of the road, and like Debbie said, she was inundated immediately with tow trucks. And, you know, of course, they want you to go to their place. It may not be the best place in the world to get your car fixed, and this is where Renewit is going to take over.
Absolutely. We step in and we give them a choice. Now, they've never had an option in the past and where to turn. The public hasn't, and now we've given them that opportunity or
the
that
option.
The
key is to be prepared.
Super, yeah. Exactly. And this way you get it fixed right, so it's going to maintain its value.
You know what I would say? The side of the road is not the best place to meet people.
Right, this is Dave's Corner Garage on New AM 740. If you've got a car care question, any kind of question about automobiles, we're here to take your call, 416-360-0740, or toll-free, 1-866-740-4740.
And we're going to California next, so put your jackets on. We're going to Redondo Beach.
Take your jackets off.
Ah, whatever. Redondo Beach, we're going to talk to Danny Woods next, so let's go there now.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
I love this song because it's so bad.
I like Peter Griffin did it. You know, it was my favorite when Peter Griffin did it.
Okay, I can't take it. welcome back. Dave's Corner Garage with Alan Gellman, Bob Redinger, and Jerome Flanagan.
He got it.
Good for you, Dave.
There you go. I took my little tongue tester there. Anyways, we're going to go quickly back to the phones, and then we're going to go to California. We're going to talk to Dan Woods, and we've got a gem on the phone who wants to talk about batteries.
Bob in Scarborough. What's going on, Bob?
Good morning, problem solver.
Yes, sir.
For automobiles, I hope.
Thank you.
I have a 2002 Kia, and I recently replaced it with a new battery with the size recommended.
Right.
And about every 3 weeks, it sulfides up. It just gets covered with that white powder. I clean it off with baking soda and water and a brush, but it keeps coming back. Is that going to hurt the battery?
It's like the hydro.
White powder, yeah.
Okay, what you need to check here is it sounds to me as if your battery is perhaps overcharging.
Yeah,
okay?
Like the hydro, they're overcharging.
if your battery is overcharging, if the charging system is trying to push too much juice back into the battery, that's what's causing the fumes and that's what's causing the sulfate. Did you have a regular AVR test done on the charging system?
No.
You didn't, eh? And that could be, in fact, why the original battery went. So you want to have someone put a voltmeter on there and see what kind of current is coming out of the alternator, how many volts are being charged back to the battery, because that's why you're getting too much fumes, and that's most likely why you're getting all that schmutz.
And until you get in there, run with the lights on. Put your headlights on.
Okay.
All right, you want to draw some of that juice down or kick on the rear defogger.
Do you notice any big sulfur smell, by the way, when you're near the car?
No, years ago, the old cars I used to have had sort of a yellowish, but this is pure white.
Yeah.
And years ago, of course, you used to take the terminal off or the connection and put a little ring on there. It was made out of something or another.
I remember that the felt
on.
Ring, yeah.
Yeah, it stopped it, but I don't know what's doing it. This
Well, it is overcharging, and what you want to be doing now is draw some of that current off.
Okay.
You probably have a burned-out diode in the alternator.
Okay.
It's probably one of the diodes.
Well, you're
is gone.
Good. You've got a friggin' X-ray that you're looking right inside the guy's
alternator.
Well,
I've seen them before. Somebody boosted this car and did something wrong. But anyways,
I bought it.
You bought it. That's actually a great car.
Yeah, until a warranty runs out.
Well, there you go. Everything's like
okay,
that.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Okay, you're very, very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
That's interesting stuff, eh?
We're off to California now.
Yes, Danny Woods. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm very well. Thanks very much. How are you doing up there?
Not bad. We should say that Dan Woods used to work at AM 740 1 million years ago.
I sure did. When I was a struggling actor, I used to work weekends and nights, and it was my way of driving a cab.
And weren't you on a television program? Weren't you the principal of something?
Yes, on Degrassi for many years.
Degrassi Street, right?
Yeah, I did the Degrassi Junior High, Degrassi High, and I did four seasons of Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Yeah, Cam Woolley was the cop on that show.
And then I maxed out my air miles and said, okay, that's enough.
And the cop on the show was Cam Woolley. That was the beginning of his career.
That's right.
Yeah, that was funny how it works. Anyway, CCR, Chop Cut Rebuild.
Yes.
That's your seventh season.
Season seven is on the air now, and we just started producing season eight.
Wow.
Yeah, and you and I are the old men of automotive media.
We were talking about that, that we're going to be the old establishment of automotive media. That's so right. And you can, you know what? Yeah. When you go see the early shows that you do, and you go, I was that young?
Oh, I cringe when I look at the early shows.
Dan, if you don't mind, for a lot of listeners out there may not be aware of CCR, Chop Cut Rebuild, what's the show all about?
Well, the show's about finding cars from and taking them from ignored to restored.
So are these necessarily old ones?
Sorry?
Are these necessarily really old ones or antique cars or not necessarily?
Yeah, generally. Although this season we did a C6 Corvette, a very modern Corvette, and we gave it a retro look. We brought back the split window and the high fender lines that used to be on the old Stingray style, that sort of thing. That was the first for us to do something like that. It was kind of fun to do as well. But generally, what we do is we'll focus on stuff from the 60s and the 70s. Even as far back as the 30s and the 40s.
Now, the show really is located in California. It used to be here in Toronto.
That's right. We started season one was shot. We built four cars in Toronto up at the Guild of Automotive Restorations. We did the Supervan.
Yes.
Which was a George Barris creation many years ago, and we brought it back to its original condition. We took an old Ford Ranger that I had and did that as a challenge vehicle for a couple of builders. We did a few things. And then before that, we had a show called Classic Car Restorations that we used to produce in Burlington. We did two seasons there and did a couple of great projects.
Hence the name CCR.
We get the name of CCR, yeah.
That's exactly right.
When we went from, we took a hiatus for a couple of years, and when we came back, it turned out that a network here in the U.S. called DIY had created a show called Classic Car Restoration with no S on the end.
Oh.
And so we weren't able to go back to Classic Car Restorations.
Interesting how that works.
Yeah. We didn't stay on top of it. Well, having Canadian cable, I wasn't aware that there was somebody doing a show with such a close
interesting
title.
And in California, because all the car guys are there, basically, right? They're all sort of together?
You know, after the first season of doing Chop Cut Rebuild, we realized most of our sponsors were based in Orange County and L.A. County, and shipping stuff up to us was a bit of a problem, because every time someone would donate something for the build to have it featured, have their product featured on the show, we were getting hit with duty all the time. So GM Performance would ship us an engine at no charge, and until you went to pick it up at Canada Post, and then you realize there's a $1,000 customs broker fee on the thing. So it made sense economically for us to come down here.
Dan, thank you. Is the Bill Shatner of the automotive world, a Canadian export to the U.S.
That's right.
Super. So we're on Speed Vision?
We're on Speed, every Saturday morning and Sunday mornings and throughout the weeks, scattered here and there. And, of course, it all depends on whether there's a Formula One race bumping us out.
That's true, and that was on this morning.
Yes.
But I missed it. Yes. Or at 3 o'clock in the morning. Dan, thank you so much for taking time.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Now, we have to do it sooner than 2 years, but after I talk to you, it takes me a year to lose my Canadian accent.
Eh? I know what you're talking about. When are you coming to town? Anytime soon?
I'll probably be up this summer. There's a number of shows up around there that I like to go to, just the lower profile cruises, things like that, that I like to go and
super.
Pop my head
so
in.
If you're in town, you come and visit us, and we'll put you
I
on
will,
air.
Absolutely.
And Harry McDonald says hello. That's your old boss.
Oh, Harry, hi.
Yeah. Take care, my friend.
Take care.
Bye-bye. I should explain, Harry McDonald was the sales manager at the old AM740, and this is the new AM740. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Mike Lynette from Simpatico, and we're going to take some calls. Alan, you want to take us out?
Sure, if you got a question. I'd like to say about anything, but who knows if we're going to get John today. 416-360-0740, or if you're out of town, 1-866-740-4740.
As always, next week.
This is Dave's Corner Garage on the new AM740.
Yeah. What could be more appropriate for a car show than Greece?
Yeah.
It's the word.
Yeah.
Mind you, I thought the bird was the word. I'm getting kind of confused here. You got a good word?
They're playing up at Grandma.
Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
How many seasons?
900 seasons.
All seasons. All right, we're going to go back to our calls. We've got a number of people standing by, and Maria has got a question about depreciation, I think.
Maria, we've got some automotive experts here. We've got Bob Redinger from Ready Honda, and we've got Jerome Flanagan from Renew It. Go ahead. What's your question?
I just wonder how is it. Good morning, to begin with.
Good morning.
I just wonder how is work the depreciation of the car, the devaluation of the car. Is that go by May? Is that go a percentage? Is by year? How does it work?
Are you talking about, for example, when you trade a car in, how much its value is?
Yes.
Okay. Bob?
It's a combination of things. There's an insurance agency in the States that calculates all that.
Uh-huh.
And then they sell that information to leasing companies. So that's part of it. And then obviously it's the value of the vehicle when it's resold at the auctions or dealer to dealer. So they factor both things into it. So based on popularity of the car, if it's reliable, if it's in high demand, then obviously it'll increase in value versus other vehicles.
But the car owner itself has some input or can reflect on it as well. If you keep your car clean, if you keep your car serviced, right, obviously it's going to increase its value.
Yes, definitely. That has an effect on it as well.
Most important that it looks nice.
So, Bob, when they drive it off the curb, they get that boom, boom, and all of a sudden it's worth 30% less?
That's correct. And in some cases, it can be higher than that. Some cases, less than that.
So that's why I always leave the dealership in the back lot.
Maria, did you have an accident recently, or are you just worrying, thinking about trading a car in for a new one?
No. I just wondered. I got a BMW 525i 2007. I just got it for 9 months, and I wondered if work to keep it a couple of years or move ahead to the 2008.
Newer one. Yeah, Bob, what's the question? You know, by the way, BMWs bring money with you. Bob, yeah. So is it worthwhile keeping 07? What's an 07 worth, the BMW?
It depends on the model and the mileage. Yeah.
It's 525i, and it got 94.
An 07? Okay. Well, a retail value or a wholesale value? Like what a dealer would pay or what somebody privately?
If I have to trade it, what would be the value for the car?
I would say you'd probably be looking in the range in the low 20s in that area.
Okay.
Maria, what you have to consider, too, is that because of the mileage right now, it could be coming up on some big repairs. And like David mentioned, the BMW is not really an economy kind of car. It's a performance car. It's a nice car, but it is quite costly to maintain.
Another word is break my wallet.
So if your car, in fact, is going to need $2,000 or $3,000, which it could be at this mileage, maybe it would be a good time to get rid of it. All righty?
Okay.
Thanks so much, Maria.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to talk to Mike Lynette, who's on the phone. Mike is with Simpatico, and they have a big automotive forum. Mike, how are you this morning?
I'm not doing too bad, not doing too bad. How are you guys?
Good. You sound very excited this morning. I mean, so
oh, of course.
Mike,
you such, you know, excited people. So got to fall in line.
Japan has had a major earthquake. Everybody knows about that. And there's a serious effect on the car industry because of the supply of parts.
Yes.
Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it'd be interesting to talk about it this week because, you know, it's understood that if you have, you know, an earthquake, that factories in Japan are probably going to shut down. But something that happened this week is that the first North American car manufacturing plant shut down.
Oh, that was that Ford?
Shreveport. It's a GM factory where they produced the Canyon in Colorado.
And that was a direct result of the Japanese earthquake.
Yes. Right, okay. And I just read here Ford Motor Company is suspending orders on certain black and red vehicles because they can no longer get the pigment for the paint.
Well, exactly.
Now, so, what is that going to do to supplies, to prices? What's up?
Well, there's, I mean, there are a few different views of the situation, but, you know, in the short term, we're not going to see too much of a problem because the supply chain tends to run, especially stuff coming from Japan, tends to run in and around 10 weeks. However, the expectation of the industry is that there's going to be about a three-month period where there are going to be interruptions that they can't quite predict right now.
And that's going to reflect on prices on cars?
that's also sort of to be determined. In the short term, no. You know, there haven't been any real changes in incentives and whatnot.
Well, because the inventory is solid.
I'm sorry?
Because of the inventory that's in place right now.
That's right.
But guaranteed. Right. I'm going to bet, though, when there's not cars around,
yeah,
the prices are going to go up.
Oh, wait a second. In the U.S., Bob, you can listen to this. U.S. sales arms of some Japanese makers have suspended ordering for some of their imported vehicles. Have you had any problems with that, Bob?
No. Like in the case of Honda, in the U.S., the dealers order 2 months forward. In the case of Canada, they order 3 months forward.
Wow.
So that's why that article was out there in the press. So we really haven't seen an effect on that. And again, even in the States, the dealers have been told up to May that there might be an issue because they don't have information beyond that at this point.
But again, it's going to be particular models as well. I mean, obviously models that are made in Canada, whether, you know, Honda's made in Alliston, should be less of a problem there, correct?
Definitely.
But for example, I think the Honda Fit comes from Japan directly.
Yes, it does.
So that may be a car that is reflected.
Yeah, but they say that 3% of the vehicles that are built in Alliston are still using Japanese parts, 3% of the parts. So you can't deliver a car with 3% less parts. You need all the parts.
Well, no, absolutely. it depends on the item. In fact, I read an article that said that Hitachi, okay, did you realize this, Dave? Hitachi supplies 70% of the world's mass airflow sensors.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they had a major problem at the plant there. And there you go. Your car can't run without a mass airflow sensor.
Interesting. So the bottom line is it won't have – we had that before. Remember when they had Mount St. Helens blew up and all the cars came in with volcano dust from Vancouver and everything?
Yes.
And deliveries were held up and everything else?
That's correct.
So it does happen.
The unknown factor here is the components that, let's say, may be short, are they available through some other source in the world? Or are they all just produced in the one area like Silicon Valley in Japan?
There was another article that said that cars are in demand all the time, and we'll build up a pent-up demand for cars. And they're saying that the second half of the year is going to be wild because guys want cars, and there'll be a demand for product they can't produce when they're up and running.
Yeah, that's the unknown factor. Exactly right. But the car industry is starting to come back, and as you said, I think the second half of this year will increase. And this happening now is not necessarily a good thing, but we still don't know what's going to happen.
Mike, tell us about the forum on Simpatico.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a great topic for you. Dave, at Simpatico, we have a forum, which is essentially an online version of Dave's show.
Yeah.
So if anyone has a question about their car and they need it answered, we've got experts ready and waiting. And, you know, if you ask us a question, we aim to get back to you within 2 business days. And I know we're on there every day. We've got mechanics, truck specialists, car specialists. And, you know, about 150 years of automotive experience in that forum. So if you have a question, then come to simpatico.ca/autos and click on the forum button and, you know, sign up and ask us.
You've got guys from Vancouver on there. You got guys from Toronto. It's all right across the country. It's a really interesting site because I'm learning stuff that I never knew on the websites. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Some of the users are, you know, just wealth of knowledge, and they're happy to share. So there's it's a big accumulation of interesting and helpful people.
Great. We're going to have Mike down with us and on the air with us, joining us in the studio in a couple of weeks. So if you got some car questions, we're going to bring some experts in, and you guys can stump them. Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Remember, simpatico.ca. If you need any car questions answered. Actually, if you get on there, I'll answer them because I'm one of the guys that blog on there. Are you like that?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I met this girl and I never believed it would actually happen, okay? But it actually
But you
did.
Married her?
That was the penthouse forum. Sorry, different one.
There, my
All
computer.
All right, listen, we're going to go back to the calls quickly. Fred is calling in from Niagara Falls, and probably a great question. Fred, a question about rustproofing, I understand.
Yes, good morning. Nice to speak to you.
Okay, and you, well, your question is?
I've got a 2005 Pontiac Montana van with 138,000 kilometers on it.
Uh-huh.
It's been on the road since like February of 2005, never been rust-proofed.
Yes.
How much damage is likely to be already done? And if I rust-proof now, is that going to reverse any of that?
The answer is rocker panels, and we'll tell you more when we come back. But there is damage, and we'll tell you about that when we come back. Want to take a quick break?
I'm dying to find out about rust-proofing.
I'll tell you that later.
All right.
You got to hold on, Alan.
416-360-0740. Got a car care question? We're happy to take that call. This is Dave's Corner Garage with Dave and
Alan Gelman. I'm here, too. I hate...
You are the right-hand man.
On your left side. We'll be back with you. More of your calls in just a moment.
Play it loud! Play it loud!
will answer callers' questions. And we've got one right
now.
Do
not turn down your radio.
Fred in Niagara Falls wants to know if his vehicle will self-destruct within a matter of minutes if he doesn't get it rust-proof. Is that right, Fred?
That's right.
All right, Dave, is it a good time to rust-proof?
Actually, any time is a good time to rust-proof. What it actually does is if you're doing the oil spray, like from Crown, it would block off the oxygen from whatever metal damage there is now, and it won't get any worse. All right? Your truck has actually a problem with the rocker panels. They do go bad. They tend to corrode from inside out, and it tends to have a problem. So definitely get it done. And what I'll do is, Fred, if we got all your information, we'll send you a Crown rust-proofing. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds fantastic.
Okay, so you live in Niagara Falls?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so as long as the operator has, does the operator have your address and everything else?
Yes, I gave it to her initially, yes.
Okay, don't say her, it's my nephew. I gave it to him. Anyways, the bottom line is we'll send you a Crown rust-proof. You get in there, get it done, and have the guy assess your car, make sure that there's no real damage, and if there is, get it fixed up, and they'll respray it again at no charge.
Fantastic.
Okay, because the longer you last, the longer a mechanic can be of service.
Exactly. You know, we talked about it earlier in terms of, you know, what's your vehicle worth at trade-in time, and Bob, you do prefer cars that are rust-proofed, eh? Because they're going to come back looking cleaner.
No question. The cost today of reconditioned cars is growing more and more. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we spend an average of $2,000 to $3,000 a car to recondition.
Is that just mechanical? Is that body, too?
That's body and mechanical. But easily half of it is body, so it makes a big difference if the car is in great condition.
Yeah, it's just like us. When the body goes, that's it, baby. Yeah.
All right, well, we had Jerome Flanagan on the show from Renew It. Great service that they're offering, of course, new car dealers. And now if you buy a new car, you can get this for free. And again, the benefits quickly?
Yeah, well, the benefits are that when you call the number, a tow truck will be dispatched. And another thing is they won't have to put out the money at that time.
Oh, so
that's,
you covered
that's
all.
A big feature there. So you know how sometimes some people have to put out money and so on that will be towed to their new car dealer. And then we will invoice the new car dealer, and then they will work with their insurance company
so
and the dealer.
I bought a new car just now.
Yes.
I didn't see anything about Renew It.
Right. We're taking it out. We just launched it in January to the members, 340 members of the TADA. So now we're taking it across Ontario eventually. And so as we proceed with that, we can't get to 340 dealers right away.
How do I retro? Can I get back onto it?
You can go to our website.
Renewitnow.com,
or for you on with your smartphone, you can load the application and you go to renewitnow.mobi. So, and also there's an info@renewitnow.com. If you'd like to email us, we can send you some stickers we have as well and a brochure.
Bob, go ahead.
And I should add that it's not just if you bought a new car now.
It's like used.
Any car that you have now on the road, no matter how long ago you bought it, you can still become part of this program.
So you don't have to be, like, I have a car that's 10 years old, I can renew it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We have a tagline. We say there's no membership to join, and it costs nothing to join.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Stuff for free. I like that. Free
you
is
like
good.
Free is good.
Free is good, and $5 is better.
The price is right.
Okay.
Dave, it's that music.
Yeah, it's time to go. Bob, we're on this. You know what? Might as well push ready. Go ahead. Give it.
All right. So readyhonda.com and readyhondapowerhouse.com.
Yeah.
Right.
We sell everything Honda, from motorcycles, lawnmowers, to cars.
You know, when I used to work there, I said, if it says Honda, we understand. Okay. And Jerome, it's renewitnow.com. Renew It Now. Why, you couldn't just get Renew It?
No.
So
no,
it's an old age cream. Malin was right.
That's right.
There you go. And if you couldn't get through today because we were talking too much, you're welcome to give me a call up at Glen Ellen Motors, and I will answer your car care questions. 416-665-6230 or glenellenmotors.com.
And they say fast and honest. Well, Alan, he's the fast guy.
No, I'm the honest guy.
I want to thank you for joining us. Next week, we're going to have an interesting show lined up. I don't know who the heck it is, but we'll have some fun.
We got to thank our other friends, Oren in the back.
Yeah, and Dave,
and
the operator.
Dave Gaskin. Thank you very much, guys.
Sunny weather, happy trails to you, till we meet again, happy trails to you.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.